Your speaker is Winfred Claiborne of Fayetteville, Tennessee.
Thank you very much. During the early centuries of the church's existence, ungodly persecutors of the church directed the most gruesome oppression and malevolence against God's people one can imagine. Christians were torn from their families and communities and exiled to deserted islands and deserts. They were thrown into lions' dens to be mutilated and devoured by wild animals. Thousands and thousands were burned at the stake. Some were beheaded because of their faith in Jesus Christ. In the midst of such vicious hatred and bigotry, what were God's people to do? Peter gave this encouragement. Wherefore let them who suffer according to the will of God commit the keeping of their souls to Him in well-doing as unto a faithful Creator. 1 Peter 4:19. It ought to be obvious from this reading and from other passages in 1 Peter that not all suffering is according to the will of God. If you be reproached for the name of Christ, happy are you, for the Spirit of glory and of God rests upon you. On their part He is evil spoken of, but on your part He is glorified. But let none of you suffer as a murderer, or as a thief, or as an evildoer, or as a busybody in other men's matters. Yet if any man suffer as a Christian, let him not be ashamed, but let him glorify God in that name. 1 Peter 4:14 through 16. Suffering according to the will of God means that one is being persecuted and abused because he is a faithful child of the living God. Of course, suffering for wrongdoing is a reproach to the name of our blessed Savior. How can we endure the kind of suffering the early church members experienced? How can we face tomorrow knowing we might lose our property or our families or our lives? The Apostle Peter provides the answer. Let them commit the keeping of their souls to Him in well-doing, as unto a faithful Creator. The word commit comes from the Greek parapithemi. It is a banking figure and means to deposit. When you take your money to the bank and deposit it, you expect the bank to take care of it and have it available for you when you need it. In a similar fashion, we commit our souls to God Almighty for safekeeping. We know He will provide for us, both in this life and in the life to come. The tense of the verb Peter used may be rendered, keep on committing your souls to God in well-doing. Paul used the same banking figure in his letters to a young preacher. This charge I commit unto you, son Timothy, according to the prophecies which went before on you, that you might by them war a good warfare. 1 Timothy 1:18. And the things which you have heard of me among many witnesses, the same commit to faithful men who shall be able to teach others also. 2 Timothy 2:2. Tragically, when we commit our money or other property to others, they may let us down. When we ask for our money back, there may not be any. But God has never disappointed anyone. Inspired writers affirm, God is faithful. You can always depend on Him. We must not deceive ourselves by believing that however we live, God will take care of us and give us eternal life. We must commit our souls to Him in well-doing. Will He keep us if we are guilty of evil-doing? If He will keep us in spite of our behavior, then the language of our text is meaningless. Jesus said to the church at Smyrna, be faithful unto death, and I will give thee the crown of life. Revelation 2:10. If we are not faithful unto death, will we receive the crown of life anyway? My friends, we know God is our faithful Creator, always doing what He says He will do. We must obey His gospel and live for Him every day in order to be saved eternally. Thank you, and may God bless you.